Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon out in the nation's capital and hopefully beyond, wherever you might be. Nice to have you with us on the radio after a Kevin Sheehan experience and before Craig Hoffman takes over. We just sandwich right in between and hopefully we entertain you a little bit. Hopefully we drive you crazy a little bit. Hopefully we make you mad a little bit. Hopefully we make you happy a little bit. And we're going to explore the weird, wild world of Metal Chris a little bit later on.
Oh,
because
boy.
He just told me something that I've got to get to because, I think it can be semi-fun. Semi-fun. But Metal Chris is in for absolutely no one because I'm the only show in the world that doesn't have a consistent producer. It used to be Max was here a couple of days a week. Max has now been traded to the Kevin Sheehan show. He's collecting another paycheck and he's doing on-air updates. So Chris, you're with me today and tomorrow? Is that what I'm understanding here?
Yeah, I think I'm back Friday too. I think
okay.
I'm Thursday.
So now you have taken over the 3-day-a-week role. AMAC was here yesterday. You two switched out. AMAC's usually here on Tuesday and Thursday. I know he told me he's going to be back on Thursday. So you're here today and tomorrow, at least.
And Friday. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is that okay with you?
I'll take the hours, yeah.
You'll take the hours.
Yeah, I got no problem.
You'll take the hours. It's not, hey, Rooster, I'd like to work with you.
I do like working with you.
You're a lot of fun, except when you blow the brakes terribly.
No, I do like working with you. And one of the things I like is your show is in a good time where I don't have to drive in during rush hour, and
yeah.
That is appreciated, let me say. That it's nice to have a 20-minute commute in the, you know, coming to this show, whereas if I'm coming in for, let's say, B. Mitch and Finley or Sheehan, it's like I'm coming in through it's going to double my time at least.
Yeah.
Probably 45 minutes plus coming
in. Now, on the way out, you do have to deal with some of that.
Yeah, it's a nice day. I take my top down on my convertible. Okay. I can deal with that on the way out.
My top down on my convertible, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
My top down. I drove.
At that
point,
I'm not in a rush. Like I want to get home, but I'm not like,
I
got to get there before the show starts.
You're missing the point. It's not about when you get home and rush and this, that, and you know, like you got lovely children and everything in between. My top down on my convertible.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how we roll. I came in a Kia Forte.
Top down, tunes up. You know?
My top down in my convertible.
Yeah.
How much money are you making that you've got?
Let me tell you, I bought it before I started working here.
Well, that is true. That is true. All right, we will get back to Metal Chris's adventures because he said something to me again right before the show, and I looked at him like he had 18 heads. So we'll explain what we mean by that. We're going to do a lot of football today. No guest scheduled right now. But that could always change. That's fluid. Thursday, we're going to have Sam Bruckhaus on from Sumer Sports. They just came out with their guide. I was peeking through it a little bit last night. A lot of analytics, a lot of data. We'll try and go over some of that. We'll get to something that we did not get to yesterday. My initial thoughts on Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M, Mike Green out of Marshall, James Pierce out of Tennessee. I've taken a look at those guys. I guess Donovan Azaraku is one of the top 30 visits. We'll get to all of that as it relates to the Commanders. But I wanted to start the show twofold. One, Shedeur Sanders and the New York Giants, once again, at number three, starting to pick up some steam. The Giants have apparently flooded the Boulder campus with all sorts of personnel for their pro day. Now, again, that's not just for Shedeur Sanders. So, again, people are leaping to conclusion that the reason why they sent 400 people, and that's not the real accurate number, but you get the point, is because of Shedeur. And because they might take, no, actually, they might take Travis Hunter at number three because he might be there at number three. Okay? But, even though the New York Giants signed Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, who's going to be entertaining at the very least, and still have Tommy Cutlets, we've talked about on this show over the last couple of weeks, several times, usually with AMAC because he's the in-house Giant fan, we've talked about, hey, man, they could still absolutely draft Shedeur and really develop him. Meaning, even though Dable and Joe Shane are fighting for their jobs and their security, they could take Shedeur Sanders with the notion that he plays maybe, hopefully, at some point this year and plays well and the arrow is pointing up and that the Mariners are patient and they give him another year to try and develop. They could do that. When most people think, no, they have to get an immediate answer or immediate help. So this morning, really over the last 24 hours, again, business has really picked up with the potential connection of Shedeur Sanders to the New York Giants. And again, most people think that means number three overall, when in reality, it could be a trade back up into the first round. Oh, I don't know, with Washington, or likely a team higher than 29. Or it could be, hey, man, we let the board fall where as it may. If at, what would that be, 33, 34, 35? At number 35 overall, if Shedeur Sanders is still there, yes, then we'll take him. But we need to make sure that we're not wasting an early second-round pick. So, yes, we're getting to know him. Yes, we're doing a lot of homework. Yes, Peter Schrager, with your new digs at ESPN. I know you got to come up with something now. Yes, Ian Rappaport. Yes, Adam Schefter. Yes, Mike Garofolo. We're interested. We're curious. We're trying to find out. But that doesn't always mean what people immediately jump to, meaning number three. Because it's very possible that if Cam Ward goes number one, and Abdul Carter from Penn State goes number two to the Browns, at number three, the Giants are looking at, yes, Shedeur Sanders, but hell, they're looking at Travis Hunter, who some believe is the best pound for pound and certainly dual position player in the draft. And he wants to play both. He's made that clear. Now, everybody thinks he'll mostly be a corner and sometimes a receiver, and you can't play 110 snaps a game. I don't know if I'd put it past him. So, all of this buzz, all of this smoke, about Shedeur Sanders to number three. What if the draft falls the way I just outlined and it's Travis Hunter versus Shedeur Sanders for number three overall and the New York Giants? I absolutely think they should and would take Travis Hunter. And everybody goes, oh, we thought a quarterback, just like they all thought when Kyle Shanahan, different situation, but when Kyle Shanahan, Adam Peters, and John Lynch traded up from 12 to 3 several years ago, instead of taking Trey Lance, everybody in the draft community, all the draft pundits, all the draft analysts thought, oh man, they're going to take Mac Jones. That's Kyle Shanahan's type of quarterback. And they took Trey Lance. Just because you think something's going to happen, just because you try and will it into existence, does not mean that you are going to actually have that play out. And again, it would not even be controversial. If Travis Hunter is there at number three, and that's an if, not a when, that he's the pick at three. And all this Shedeur Sanders stuff goes by the wayside. Now, if he makes it through the Jets at seven, the New Orleans Saints, who are just a terrible asswipe of an organization, I feel bad for my friend who's a coach there now, but he's new.
I mean, living in New Orleans ain't that bad.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad, although when you're a coach and you work 95 hours a week, there's not a whole lot of New Orleans time if you smell what I'm cooking.
Yeah, but New Orleans is always open.
Yeah. Well, that is true. I mean, you got to be standing in order to enjoy some of New Orleans.
I don't know, man. I've been there. I don't know. That's true.
Yeah, it's true, too. That's a fair point. So, anyway, Shedeur Sanders could go anywhere from, again, I guess he could go as early as number two to Cleveland. That's not happening, in my opinion. He could go then realistically at number three. Again, if Travis Hunter's there, I can't imagine that's happening. We said last week, Jets seven. The Jets are maybe a little bit deeper than I gave them credit for at quarterback. I'm not a Justin Fields guy. I would never be convinced that Justin Fields is going to be my starter short term, never mind long term. I've never been a Justin Fields guy. I've always been out on him. Even before he failed in Chicago, said it over and over and over and over again on this radio station that I was not a Justin Fields guy. Nice guy. Popular, apparently, in the clubhouse or in the locker room, but that does me no good if you can't throw.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He could go number nine, especially with the revelation over the weekend that Derek Carr's shoulder might force him to have surgery and may force him to, I don't know, retire or miss the year. We saw the garbage New Orleans has, and don't forget, they've got a new head coach in Kellen Moore, an offensive-minded guy who I'm sure wants to put his stamp. So maybe he falls in love with Shedeur Sanders. We'll see. We'll figure it out. The point of the matter is, Shedeur Sanders is, in my opinion, here's how I would word it, very unlikely. Unlikely. Maybe more unlikely than very unlikely. Unlikely to go to the Giants at number three. Which everybody now is circling the wagons on because Peter Schrager and others have pinpointed and they're playing pin the tail on the donkey with all their sauces. And, oh, the Giants sent 15 people out to Boulder for the pro day, and the Giants are having a private workout with Shedeur. Okay, there's nobody saying that they're not interested. But if they drafted Shedeur Sanders over Travis Hunter at number three, it would tell me already what I kind of feel and kind of know, and it would tell me a lot more about the idiocy of the New York Giants. If you took Shedeur Sanders at number three over Travis Hunter, no chance. No chance. That being said, you want Shedeur. If you're a Washington Commanders fan, you desperately want Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, Tyler, how do you say his last name? I don't even know how to say his last name. I forgot. There's so many guys out there. You want the kid from Louisville, Tyler, I'm going to have to look it up. I think it's S-L-O-U-G-H.
It's show.
Show. Shao. Shao. Show.
Big
whatever.
Show.
I've heard his name pronounced. I think it's Tyler Shao, but I'm not 100% sure. Honestly, I didn't watch enough Louisville football to remember. I got to look it up. Either way, you want, and he's ranked way lower in, say, PFF's guide than other guides and other rankings. And of course he'll get a bump up for quarterback, but he's ranked like just to give you something. He's ranked as the 197th ranked prospect overall, according to PFF. Now that's not where he's going to go. Obviously he's going to go way earlier than that, but the bottom line is that's where he's ranked. And I'm just kind of trying to give you information. But you want Shedeur Sanders to drop. You want Jalen Milroe to still be there towards the bottom part of the first round. You want Jackson Dart to still be there at the bottom part of the first round. Now, there are other teams that already, again, have their quarterbacks in place, i.e. the Bills, i.e. the Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Washington Commanders, all teams that were in the conference championship games last year, and of course, two of them went to the Super Bowl, Washington not being one of them, that have their quarterbacks that do not need a quarterback. So you know whoever of the quarterbacks that is going to be sitting there lingering, say at 25-ish, right, is going to start to get calls to say from teams that are in the early part or maybe even the middle part of the second round and say, how much would it cost for us to move up to your spot if we want to do that when you get on the clock? Okay, but it helps drive up that price. It helps drive up that compensation. It helps drive up that market for the Washington Commanders if Shador is still there, if Jalen Milroe is still there, and I feel he will be. I think Shador will go earlier, but I think Jalen Milroe will be there. I think Jackson Dart will be there. I think the others will probably be there. Will Howard, etc. But you want as many quarterbacks, and that means, in my opinion, even though it's not likely to happen, you want Shador Sanders to drop all the way, even past Pittsburgh, which we talked about last week. You want Shador to have a precipitous drop. Now, some are going to say, nope, you know, if he goes in the bottom part of the first round, say a team trades up with whoever, Washington being a possible whoever, people are going to say, nope, that's exactly where we had him graded, exactly where he had him ranked. Not a great athlete, not a great arm, not great mobility, tough as nails, accurate, competitive. You know, Deion's done a pretty good job, for the most part, keeping him semi-humble. That's exactly where we had him. And some people would call that a massive drop. Whatever side of the fence you fall in on, you want Shador Sanders to have a massive fall. From some of the projections, some of the expectations, and now the hot buzz, which is, oh, hey, he's meeting with the Giants privately after the Giants sent an army to Boulder for the pro day, which, again, included others. Oh, you want him to fall and fall and fall and fall, because that only increases the demand, the hype, the expectation, the hope that you can trade down because you don't need the quarterback. So everyone that is a Commanders fan should be rooting for Shador Sanders to fall. And then there's this. Yesterday it came out that Colorado is going to retire Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter's uniform number. Yeah. They just got there. For God's sakes, they just got there. I mean, they're, again, Travis Hunter could be, probably is, the best player in the draft. They just got there. They played 2 years. Two. And that's Shador's number. And Travis Hunter's is number 12. And I understand they brought back the aura of Colorado football. Or they helped bring it back. Deion really brought it back. I get that it was a turning of the tide. They literally just walked on campus. Anybody have a problem with that? I do. I mean, they're great. They were awesome for Colorado to turn around a moribund program. I get the significance of what they meant. 2 years. Two. I'll give you some more details on that next. If you have an issue with that, 301-230-0980. If you think that's cool, because it doesn't have to be any kind of long-term deal. You tell me that. You tell me I'm full of crap. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And Travis Hunter or Shedeur Sanders at number three? And do you want Shedeur Sanders to fall so that the Commanders could potentially benefit on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.